Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word,
come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Miss J in the morning. Miss J in the morning.
Hey, let me hear you say yeah.
You need to do, put it on the altar, your girl Jessica Reedy. Good morning, everyone. You have tuned in to Ms. J in the Morning, starting your day the right way with me, your girl Ms. J. We are live worldwide right here, blogtalkradio.com/ Ms. J Productions, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. We are also featured on iArtistRadio.com Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to DJ Abnormal, my East Coast family, my West Coast family, those of you up north, those of you down in the south, no matter where you are around the world, thank you so much for tuning in to Ms. J in the Morning. Put it on the altar. That's an awesome topic for today. Let it go. Yesterday, we talked about a lot of different things. I mean, every time we get on the show, we talk about a lot of great things. Right here, Ms. J in the Morning, we OD on positivity. But I want to make sure that I push you even harder, encourage you even more, probe you, poke you, get you to thinking about the way you are going about your life. The reason why I get so passionate about positivity is because it's not only good for your mental and spiritual body, but it's great for your physical body. It takes more muscles in your face to frown than it does to smile. You take more energy to argue and be mad than to laugh. Do you know laughter releases healing toxins? You can naturally heal yourself by just laughing, taking time to do something great. And I truly believe and I truly feel that a lot of the reason why things are going the way that they are in our personal lives, in our city, in our county, in our state, and in our nation is because we just won't let things go and allow God to do what he does. A lot of times we're just in the way, we're stressing about it, we want him to do it the way we want him to do it, when we want him to do it. I guess we want him to be like Burger King. We want it our way, right away. We're not God. He created us in his image. So our job is to try to be more like him. Not him being more like us. I don't want God to be like me. Y'all got to be, come on, we got to be real, because I done had some thoughts, I done said some things, I done made some stupid choices in life. But regardless of what I did, regardless of what I'm doing, regardless of the things that I'm hoping for and I'm looking at, it's all up to God. So we have to learn how to just let it go. A lot of y'all keep saying, well, that's easier said than done. No, you have to speak to yourself. It's easier done than said. It's easier to go ahead and do it than to talk about it. Y'all ever had a goal? Let's just make it simple. You know what? I'm going to do all my laundry and I'm going to iron all my shirts. And you said, okay, after I do this, I'm going to do all my laundry and I'm going to iron all my shirts. Okay, I'm going to make these two phone calls. I'm going to do all my laundry and I'm going to iron all my shirts. Okay, when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to do all my laundry and I'm going to iron all my shirts. Next thing you know, a whole week done went by. You got four loads of laundry you need to do. You got a whole closet full of shirts you ain't ironed yet because you kept talking about it. As soon as it hits your mind, the best thing to do is to stand up and get it done. It's better done than said. Right here, Ms. J in the Morning, we're going to OD on some positivity today. I'm going to push you. I'm going to probe you. I'm going to encourage you to be the best that you can be, not the best that you wish to be, the best that you were created to be. We're going to OD on positivity today. We're going to get right back into some music, and I'll be right back. Here's your boy, J Moss. I'm going to keep playing it till y'all get it. Guys, got it. Let it go.
Yo, P. Hey, ready? It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not going to worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things guys gotta work. Whoa. Why? God's got it.
206 Ms. J. It's simple.
209-286-6495. Leave us a voicemail. We also can accept text messages. So there's no excuse to connect with us. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. You got a positive word that you want to share. Let us know if you're an artist who wants to be featured on the show. All you have to do is email us and or call us. info@MsJProductions.com, or you can call area code 209-286-MsJ. Also, make sure everybody who's listening, log on to MsJProductions.com. Love you so much. Thankful every day I get an opportunity to start my day in the right way with my listeners, those of you who continue to call in, those of you who are calling in on your phone, I see you. The switchboards light up every morning. You can call in on your phone to listen by dialing 714-816-4743. We got the area code check-in coming up, so why don't y'all go ahead, send your text messages out, go ahead and tweet. Go ahead and hit it up on Facebook. Let everybody know. Call in so they can rep their city. I'll shout out your area code no matter where you're at internationally. Go ahead and call in 714-816-4743. Our morning lineup off the chain started off with Jessica Reedy. Hit you up with some J Moss and some Mary Mary. Right here, Miss J in the morning, the best in inspirational music, inspirational news, inspirational events. You will never hear me talk about any drama, any craziness. You can get all that on TV and other radio stations. Right here, Miss J in the morning, we're going to help you to OD on positivity. This is your daily dose of life. Life. Christ came that we may have life and that more abundantly. Not he came so we may have life and that more dramatically, that more exhausting. None of that. That's not what the word of God says. So if you're experiencing exhaustion, like we talked before, you're just too tired. You're too sick. You're too sick of being tired and tired of being sick. You're doing too much. We have to learn how to let things go. We have to get it to God. He's the only one that can do it. I know a lot of you guys don't like hearing that because you heard it before, but most of the time, the reason why you hear things over and over again and things are coming at you over and over again is because you have not learned your lesson. You're going on 40 years old, your way ain't worked. If it did, you'd have everything you want, everything you're supposed to have, right? So apparently what you're doing is not working. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So, yeah, you may change your hair, you may change your clothes, but you're still the same person inside. That's not change. Change is changing your mind first, changing your attitude, changing your actions, changing your routine. You will, I promise you, I'm not. This is not what I just heard. This is what I know. I've studied psychology for 4 years, so I got my backing. I done studied to show myself approved, so I understand. If you change something really simple in your life, like getting up on the other side of the bed, it will change your perspective for the rest of your life. Go ahead and try it. If you're used to getting up on the same side of the bed every morning, your bed's been the same way ever since you moved in the house, and that's just the way you like it, that's the way it's going to be, go ahead and try to change it around. Switch up your furniture in your house. It'll give you a new perspective on life. Make sure you try to do that. If you always go to work this way, you drive this way, and you don't try no other way, you do this and you're stuck in a routine, you're stuck in a rut, try to do something different. Just a slight change in a positive direction will help increase your mental capacity, the way you think, the way your body functions, the circulation of your blood, oxygen. It will change your perspective on life. I'm not a doctor. I've just studied, and I tried it myself. I'm telling you, go ahead and try it. Let's say it together. We always say it right here on Miss J in the morning. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Let's say it again. Repeat it after me. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. Repeat that to yourself over and over again, and I guarantee you it will change your life. That's the Ms. J Challenge. It takes 21 consecutive days to create a habit. Make sure you repeat that to yourself. Put it up on your desk. I got it on my desk. I got it in my house. I even have it in my car. Make a choice to be positive, and it will change your life. You guys ever heard of that thing called karma? Whatever word you want to put on it, whatever you put out to the universe, you'll get it back. However you want to label it, if you keep looking at things negatively, you keep feeding yourself negative thoughts, you keep feeding yourself negative conversations, you keep hanging around negative and dramatic people, why are you shocked that that's the way your life is? You're on Facebook just to look and engage in drama. So why do you get upset when you have drama in other areas of your life? You're looking at the news, you're watching TV. Hey, I'm not a basher. I'm not saying anything is bad with a lot of these things. Sometimes they just get a little bit out of control. But you're constantly watching Housewives of New York, Atlanta, Orange County, all this crazy stuff. You're watching Bad Girls Club. You're watching this dramatic reality, Love and Hip Hop. Hip Hop and Love, this reality show, that reality show, so-and-so didn't argue with who you like, Mari, some people you still watching Jerry Springer, all of you watching soap operas 24/7, and you wonder why your life is filled with so much drama. Just think about it. Start feeding yourself good things. It's the same thing with your physical body. If you don't do anything but eat junk food, hot Cheetos, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, cakes and pies and fried chicken and all this crazy stuff, you wonder why your body ain't looking the way it's supposed to. It's the same thing with your mind and your spirit. So that's why right here, midday in the morning, I am going to push, probe, encourage you to OD on what? Positivity. We're about to get right back into some music. We're going to do another double up. Here's your boy, Kirk Franklin. Y'all love this boy. I'm telling you, every day I get requests to hear these songs over and over again. When I say we're going to double up, that means we're going to hit it back to back. One, not one, just two of the great artists, the great songs that you love. Y'all make sure to call everybody, Ms. J in the morning. We are live worldwide, blogtalkradio.com. We got the area code check-in coming up, so don't miss it. Tell everybody to call in 714-816-4743. Let's celebrate the God that I serve and the God that loves us all, Kirk Franklin, God like you. Here we go.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
We
no God like our God.
There's no one who gave, who gave your life like you,
who paid the price,
who paid our price like you.
There's only one. If you know there's only one, make some noise.
Life.
On the much more day,
Tuned in to my girl, Miss J, in the morning. Holla.
Live, worldwide. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Miz. MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
That's right. Make sure you go on to www.MizJProductions.com. There you can find all the information you need. You can also share your information on our website, also be featured on the show. Get more information by emailing us at info@MizJProductions.com. You can also call our office, area code 209-286-MIZ-J. Again, 209-286-6495. Thank you, everybody, who continues to tune in and support the show, support the company. Thank you for your invites. The youth were dancing with me, went on tour, got a couple more dates coming up. November and December, end of the year, got a couple of parties to do it. It's just off the chain, and it's all because of you. It's not just my show. This is your show. So as long as you continue to tune in, we can get more great music. We get more listeners. We get more exposure worldwide. I am so excited about everybody who tunes in. We are live worldwide right here on blogtalkradio.com Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. And because of you, we are now featured on iArtistRadio.com Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to DJ Abnormal, my East Coast family, those of you around the globe, thank you for tuning in. Make sure you log on to iArtistRadio.com, download the iTunes app. Download the iTunes app. Download the iTunes app. You get to listen 24/7 to the best in R&B, the best in hip-hop, the best in soul, neo soul, morning inspiration, and your girl, Miss J in the morning. You can download it any Android, iPhone, tablet, however you get it. Thank you so much in advance for doing what we do best. Right here, Miss J in the morning. Everybody's calling in. Those of you who want to get in real quick, if you're listening on the computer, dial 713-816-4743. It's time for the area code check-in. Y'all love it. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, no matter where you are around the world. I'm grateful for you. Here we go, 209-916-4104-618-323-423-918-313-103-318-5, 7-5-7. Everybody who tuned in, so grateful for you. I see you. Everybody listening on the computer, thank you so much for tuning in, whether you're PC or Mac, no matter how you called in, T-Mobile, Verizon, Sprint, who else we got out there, Boost Mobile, Virgin Mobile, Metro PCS got it on lock. I don't care what nobody says. Y'all talk about Metro, but quick to get a Metro. No matter how you called in on your house phone if you still got it. Thank you. No matter if you have work on your work phone, y'all know y'all wrong. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much, everybody who calls in. Thank you, everybody who continues to tune in. Ms. J went on vacation last week. Shout out to my girl, Ms. Lysandra Hardy, a.k.a. Ms. Sandra. Held it down for me. I'm telling you, the show was off the chain. Y'all want to listen, make sure you log on to blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. You can catch the show. She held it down for your girl while I was out. I had to do a vacation. Sometimes you have to de-stress. You got to learn how to let it go, recharge, rejuvenate, turn your phone on, off. We talked about it before. If you can't remember the last time your phone was turned off, not disconnected because you didn't pay the bill. I'm talking about you made a choice to turn it off and disconnect yourself from all that negative, stressful stimulus. If you can't remember the last time you did that, I'm not talking about on silent. I'm talking about actually you turned your phone on off. Then you're doing too much. You're doing too much. Today we want to talk about letting things go. Let it go, y'all. Y'all sitting here. Y'all don't wear long skirts because you didn't like your Sunday school teacher when you was 6 years old because she wore long skirts. Y'all holding on to grudges too long. Women, we are great at doing that. Men are great with holding grudges too. They just do it in a different way. For instance, a man could say, I don't like women with perms. I like girls with natural hair. The reason why he probably doesn't like girls with perms is because some girl in the fifth grade broke his heart. She had long, permed hair. I mean, men do it, too. Now he's 40 years old, and he's looking for a wife that has natural hair and passing up great women that got permed hair. It's so silly when we talk about it, but it's true. I promise y'all, y'all know somebody who's doing it, or you doing it yourself. You don't like men that wear glasses because your ex-husband or your ex-man wore glasses, and now you connected this man who's great, who loves you, wants to be with you, with that man. You compare it, well, I don't do this no more because when you have a conversation like that, you're holding a grudge. You haven't let it go. You ask God for forgiveness all the time. And when he forgives you, he throws it into the sea of forgetfulness. Meaning if you keep going back to God, God, I'm sorry about what I did last week. I'm sorry. You're like, what is you talking about? You wasting time. I done forgave you, told you to get on. Okay, you done suffered your little consequences. I done spanked you, but going on about your day. What you keep coming to me for, asking for forgiveness? The same thing we're doing to ourselves. You're repeating that old memory, that bad habit, those things that are so hurtful. Some of us have experienced some very traumatic, some very horrible things in life. So you definitely have to work harder at trying to let it go. You don't go nowhere in the fog because you saw something on TV or your cousin got into a car accident in the fog. You can't put yourself in prison and hold yourself back from living a fulfilled life because you haven't learned or allowed yourself to let it go. I know, like I said before, a lot of you guys say, well, that's easier said than done. No, it's easier done than said. We sit there and talk about it over and over and over and over again, and it never gets done. A lot of us, it's getting to the new year, we make New Year's resolutions. How many of y'all actually keep your New Year's resolutions? I don't even make them. I don't make New Year's resolutions. I don't sit there and say, oh, it's the new year, so I'm going to lose weight. Have you noticed when it gets closer to the new year, closer to the holidays, you start seeing more weight loss commercials, gym commercials, all that, because they know, number one, we're going to eat some food. We're going to tear up some food on Thanksgiving and Christmas. But everybody gets into making New Year's resolutions, and all they're wanting to do is profit off of your failures. Because all we do is sit there and we talk about it. But if it hits your mind and you go right after it, no matter what time of the year it is, it may happen in the new year, but if it happens in the summertime, if it happens, well, a lot of times in the summertime when we talk about gyms, they do that too because everybody want to go to the beach and everybody want to look sexy, so that's why prices go up too. That's just a little nugget of information. But no matter what it is, if it's going to the gym, if it's starting a cooking class, if it's starting your own business, if it's doing the laundry, if it's returning a phone call or sending a nice note to somebody, as soon as it hits your mind, go ahead and do it. It's easier done than said. I'm making a challenge to everybody across the globe to make a choice to be positive. When you get on Facebook and you constantly see people who are being negative on there, I challenge you to disconnect them. Unfriend. God gave us, blessed us with awesome technology. Phones have this awesome just function. I don't know if y'all have it on your phone, but when you program numbers in your phone, you can actually delete them. Yeah, you can actually change the number or the name in the phone. I don't know. Do your phones do that? Because I know my phone does that. Yeah. So what I do sometimes, if there's somebody that I, well, what I've done before, if there's someone that calls me frequently, and every time I talk to them, I end up getting caught up in negative conversations or some drama, I change their name in my phone to do not answer. So therefore, every time they call me, it pops up on my caller ID, do not answer. To remind myself, every time you talk to this person, you get into some unhealthy conversations or unhealthy thought patterns, or you just get too much drama and you ain't got time for this person right now. It's not that you don't love the person. Please listen to me. You don't owe nobody your life but God. You don't owe your mama your life, your daddy your life, not even your children. You can love them, but you have to learn how to love, and you have to love yourself enough to let certain people go and certain things out of your life. Don't feel like you're a prisoner and you're obligated to do certain things when it's not healthy for you and it's not benefiting you in any kind of way. If it's not uplifting you, if it's not encouraging you to do better, if it's not, you know, holding you accountable to the things that you said that you were going to do and your goals, if you don't have those friends that say, hey, we have an awesome time going out to eat and going shopping, but what happened to that business you said you were going to start? Let's sit down and let's work out your business plan. While we're on Facebook, let's go ahead, open a new tab, get on Google and see how to incorporate a business. What is an LLC? Let's go ahead and get your business plan started. If you don't have people in your life like that, you've surrounded yourself with people who more than likely won't do it. And because your circle of friends around you and your quote-unquote support group around you is not supporting you, more than likely you won't reach the goals that you set out for yourself. And it's difficult to do it by yourself. So surround yourself. It's a saying out there. I don't know who started it. It's anonymous. But it says go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. You go in somebody's house and y'all just sitting there, oh, what you do today? I don't know. Well, girl, I talked to so-and-so, man, you know, because this chick, she tripping and that type of thing. No, go to somebody's house. Hey, it's a beautiful day outside. Let's go for a walk. Let's, you know, think of a new, you know, I've noticed that you were great at this. Do you think you can start a business and do this? Let's join in together. We have to start doing those things to help not just ourselves, not just our community, but our nation. We celebrated the second term for our president, President Barack Obama. Had a great victory for those of us who were Democrats. Those of you who are even Republicans, you might agree with some things, you might disagree with other things, but in order to help our nation, in order to help our world, we have to make a choice to do something positive, do something different, and do something greater, not just for ourselves, but we have to do it for ourselves first. If we don't make it a habit to feed ourselves positive things, great things, to strive to do better every single day, how can we expect to get that back? I'm going to let y'all let all that sink in. I know I'm going on and on and on. That's how we do it right here, Ms. J, in the morning. I'm helping you. I'm probing you. I'm encouraging you. I'm pushing you to OD on positivity. We're going to take a break right now, spoken word break. Thank you guys for sticking with me. We got a little bit more music to go after that. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to come right back. Got a few more announcements, got a few more shout-outs. Right now, spoken word break. Let everybody know you're listening to Ms. J in the Morning, live worldwide, blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. Here we go.
I have words for you. Spoken words for you. The word for you. The living word for you. In the beginning was the word for you. The spoken word for you. So bring on the word. In the beginning. In the beginning, God spoke to the silence of the night. Broke bread with earth. Proclaimed, let there be light that I may see. Like the blind Bartimaeus, son of David, have mercy on me. Because I'm going to be like a tree and have your word hidden in my bark that I might not sin against you. Carefully bless these loaves and fish. Feed the multitude truth. See, where you go, I will go like Ruth. And never be ashamed, never be afraid to proclaim that name. Because now I'm free to step outside of this box man has created for me. Religiosity, man's philosophy, never thought possibly that I could be no greater than a Pharisee, but it was a hollow wind beneath my wings, blown by the mouth of man. lifelessly chasing the doctrine of manipulators dictating the land, but I can speak in tongues and prophesy mysteries, move avarice with my faith, claim I got the victory. All absent of love, I am a clack, 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 clanging cymbal. Do you not know that your body is the temple? And his word, our power, revealing the plans of the simple, planted by the beast. So can't be lukewarm, must choose the cool or the heat. See, time is ticking, to tick, tick, tock. I said, time is ticking, and there is much to do. No time to fear, because he has spoken words for you. See, I have words for you. Spoken words for you. The word for you. The living word for you. In the beginning was the word for you. The spoken word for you. So bring on the word. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. See, life and death is in the power of the tongue, so continuously monitor what leaks in and out of your home. Armored in righteousness, guarding the windows of your soul. Heads wrapped, we're wrapped in salvation while traveling narrow road, not often taken. Better beware of the lion who creeps through Zion's seed. Wolves in sheep clothing serving bread, laced with greed. Because remember, where the dead body is, there the vultures will feed. So please don't be deceived, for God to supply all of your needs, so don't get drunk with her wine. For Delilah seeks to zap your power, keep you bound and blind, but he is divine, and we are the branches, born to bear fruit, serving he who is matchless, the spirit of truth. And if you love me, you will obey my commands. If you love me, you will feed my lambs. If you love me, you will obey my commands. See, blessed is the man who does not walk or sit or stand with sinners, but delights in me. Meditating day and night, he shall be like a tree planted by the water, yielding fruit and leaves everlasting. All he does shall prosper, for he is the light of the world, and a city that is set up on a hill shall not be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a lampstand, and it bringeth forth light to all that are in the house, including you. Dim your light for no one, but always remain true, because this is the spoken word for you. See, I have words for you, spoken words for you, the word for you, the living word for you. In the beginning was the word for you, the spoken word for you. So bring on the word. I said, bring on the word, the spoken word for you.
Yeah, there's something over your head. Hey, there's something on the top of your head.
over your head right before that. I have words for you, spoken words for you. Check that out on YouTube. I'm telling y'all, it's off the chain every day right here, Miss J in the morning, where we OD on positivity. I'm your girl, Miss J. Thank you so much for tuning in. So grateful for all of you. I want to do a special shout out again to my girl, Lissandra Hardy, for holding it down for me. Shout out for Siobhan B. Shout out to Sumitra. Shout out to Dee Dee. Shout out to everybody who had my back and helped me out. My kids and my cousin. Shout out to her. She got her first acceptance letter to Fresno State University. So excited for her. For her going forward, doing great things, continuing her education. Her big sis gave her a shout out on Facebook. It is true. Hard work does pay off. Make sure you guys all strive to do the best. I want to say a happy, happy birthday to my big sis, Noni Robinson. Miss Robinson, happy birthday to you. Love you so, so much. She's an author, beautiful singer, well-versed in almost every area that I can even think of in her life. She's blessed. She's beautiful. Hit her up on Facebook, Noni Robinson. Tell her happy birthday from Miss J, Miss J in the morning. Everybody who's celebrating a birthday anniversary special day today, happy birthday to you. I want to encourage all of you guys to make sure that you replay this over and over again. Make sure you log on every day. OD on positivity. How you start your day determines the rest of the week, not just that day. Start your day off the right way, of course, with your girl, Miss J in the morning, but make sure you do something positive. Make sure you have a great breakfast. Make sure you get up early enough so you don't have to rush. You don't have to fuss at the kids because the kids ain't getting dressed as quick as you want them to get dressed because you woke up late. Now they cold and they tired, or you allow them to stay up late. The dog won't come back from outside. Now you got to rush about the dog. Your boss is calling you. Now you're late. You're thinking about lies. You don't want to start your day that way. Start your day off in a positive way. Make a choice to be positive in every single way that you can in life. I always feel bittersweet when it's time to end the show, but I know that I gave you something to ignite the fire in your life. I'm going to leave you with this great song, India Irie, Get It Together, Y'all. And join me back tomorrow right here, blogtalkradio.com/Miss J Productions. I'm your girl, Miss J. I love you guys. See you tomorrow.
One shot to your heart without breaking your skin. No one has the power to hurt you like your.